This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests regarding references made to Home Minister Amit Shah before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security by Deputy Minister David Morrison. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. He emphasized that the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leaked unfounded insinuations to the international media confirms India's view of the current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. He cautioned that such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. Regarding surveillance conducted by Canada on Indian officials, Mr. Jaiswal said that some of India's consular officials were recently informed by the Canadian government that they have been and continue to be under audio and video surveillance. Their communications have also been intercepted. The spokesperson said that India formally protested to the Canadian government as New Delhi deems these actions as a violation of relevant diplomatic and consular conventions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greece counterpart, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Thailand, Maris Sangyamphongsa, who is on a four-day visit to India, today met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that a Thai foreign minister's visit for the Royal Kathina ceremony exemplifies the long-standing historical and cultural relations between the two countries. They discussed India-Thailand ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments. Mr. Sangyamphongsa arrived in New Delhi on Thursday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart, Penny Wong, in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address at the inaugural session of the second Raisina Down Under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists have been killed in an ongoing gunfight with security forces in Halkan Gali area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district this afternoon. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the operation was launched by police and security forces after receiving a specific input about presence of some terrorists in the area. In view of the Chhat festival, the railway is operating special trains for the convenience and smooth travel of passengers. The special trains are being operated in the national capital from Anand Vihar, New Delhi and Nizamuddin railway stations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officers of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said that during the festival season, over 3,200 special trains are being operated by Northern Railway from major railway stations in the Delhi region. Special arrangements have also been made for the convenience of passengers at major railway stations in Delhi so that they do not face any inconvenience in boarding the trains. Mr. Upadhyay added that platform tickets have been temporarily suspended to manage the crowd and only passengers with valid tickets are allowed to enter railway platforms. The portals of Gangotri Dham, one of the four Char Dhams in Uttarakhand, have been closed for the winter on the occasion of Annakoot festival in Uttarkashi district today. At 12:14 this afternoon, during the auspicious Abhijit Muhurt, the temple doors were ceremoniously closed in the presence of a large gathering of devotees. And that's the end of this news bulletin.